Hello. Welcome to Lenore Local.
I'm Joshua Harris. I'm the Communications and Public Information Director for the City of Lenore, and this is the first episode of Lenore Local, a podcast about all things, well, maybe not all things Lenore, but a podcast about Lenore, City of Lenore government, events, promotions, services, that kind of thing. Today, I'm sitting down with Matthew Anthony. He works in the Main Street Department. Welcome, Matthew.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
Now, what's your title again?
It's a long title. So my official title is Main Street Community Engagement Coordinator. So I'm in charge of events.
Coordinating engagement with the Main Street community.
Correct. That's right. Events, economic vitality, and just all around community building for the downtown department.
Excellent. Thanks for sitting down with me today on the first episode of Lenore Local. We're going to talk about a few things today. We'll talk about events. We'll talk about business in downtown. But first, let's get really important stuff out of the way. Let's talk about upcoming events this summer and into the fall.
Absolutely. So we do have events going on. The city has decided to go slowly through the process of reopening up events and festivals for the pandemic's sake, on quite a few different reasonings for that. But the first thing that we're having, or the first series of events that's coming back, is the Cruise Inn, which everybody's looking forward to. I don't know how many phone calls I've taken about when is the Cruise Inn coming back. We love the Cruise Inn. Why are we not having the Cruise Inn? So we are officially having the Cruise Inn come back. It starts on July the 3rd.
Awesome.
And it starts from 3 o'clock and runs to about 7, sometimes 8, depending on the traffic. And the organizer of the event says she's expecting about 500 vehicles to show up for the first one.
500?
Yeah.
In downtown Lenore?
Yeah. We're closing.
Where are we going to put all those?
We're closing down most of the major streets and thoroughfares through the downtown to accommodate that.
So we'll definitely have them on Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have them on West Avenue. Where else?
They'll be, so the streets that are closed for that are actually Main, West, Church, parts of Boundary, parts of Harper.
Okay.
Will be closed.
Parts of Harper, okay.
Yeah, one little section of Harper, and that's just to keep people from going around and possibly getting into the mix of it.
Yeah.
There won't be cars lining down Harper, but it does cross over enough that they do need to close the street down for safety's sake.
Good deal. 500 cars. Might have to bring the kiddos out to that one.
Yeah, that's a lot of classic cars sitting in one place.
Good deal. Anything else happening with the Cruise Inn?
The Cruise Inn, she is running it every Saturday, first Saturday of the month, all the way through to November. There won't be one in November, but there will be one in December on the first Sunday. Mm-hmm. I know that's confusing, but the first Sunday in December will be a toy drive.
Mm-hmm.
To help support local children.
Yeah.
So that's always a good thing. They also have a motorcycle cruise in that is organized by the Combat Vets.
Yeah.
That happens periodically throughout the summer. And I can give you dates on that. The first one has already happened, but the next one that's coming up is going to be July the 17th.
Okay.
And that goes from about 5 to 11. So a motorcycle people in. And
that is a Saturday as well.
It is a Saturday, yes. And they have about 100 to 150 motorcycles that roll in, all combat vets.
Awesome.
Yeah. That's kind of a cool little thing. And she sponsors that as well.
I like cars. Over at 1841. I like motorcycles.
Well, and you should come out for the cars and the motorcycles.
I'm going to. All right. So Cruise Inn July 3rd. And then what's the next thing
happening? Well, and then we just kick it right off with July 4th, which are going to be the big fireworks.
Woohoo!
The fireworks start at 9:30. They'll be over at the Rec Center.
Mulberry Rec Center,
yep. And this year it is a little bit toned down again. We're opening mm-hmm. up slowly, so it won't be the festive carnival stuff with vendors as it was last year. However, I do believe that the Water Life Church is actually bringing in some vendors and event things in their parking lot for people that come.
Good deal. So generally people park at Mulberry Rec, and then they'll park over in the Water Life, the old mall parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's plenty of places where you can park and get a good view of the fireworks around the city.
Absolutely. So they're being shut off from Optimus Park. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of shut down. So we do have to park mm-hmm. over towards the Rec Center.
I'm looking forward to it. I wish we could have had them last year. I understand why we didn't, but I'm glad they're back.
Yeah, same here. I think it'll be a good thing. And then we just keep rolling. The end of that week, Friday night, July the 9th, is our first Summer Music Madness series.
Awesome.
Which is going to be Kids in America. They are an all 80s band, or cover band. They played before, had a good turnout. Everybody seemed to love them. So accompanied with that 80s night, it's going to be all 80s, all downtown. We have a trivia, 80s trivia competition where you can win cash and prizes.
Have you written any of the questions yet?
I have. They're already done.
Can you give me a secret example?
I would have to go pull them. I don't have one off the top of my head. Plus, I don't want to give any away.
Sure.
So you come out and play with that. You can play as teams or as individuals, and that'll happen throughout the evening as the band takes an intermission. We'll do the trivia part of the evening.
From the stage?
From the stage, yeah.
Okay.
And also from the stage, we'll be hosting a 80s costume contest.
Sweet.
So dress in your best 80s swag, bright colors, geometric shapes.
Sunglasses with slits in them.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Watch a couple of 80s movies.
Pretty in Pink.
And then come down. Mm-hmm. Cash and prizes will be awarded as well for the winners of the costume contest. So participation is highly sought after.
What kind of cash and prizes are we talking about?
I think the top prize is going to be $100 cash prize for the trivia, and $100 cash prize for the costume contest, along with some downtown merch for the second and third place winners.
Awesome. I personally am very excited for 80s night because I love 80s music.
And you're going to dress up, right?
Is that
right?
I don't, maybe I'll dress up. Might have to go find something. But yeah. Are you going to dress up?
I will dress up. Awesome. Yeah, I'm a dresser upper. I like to participate. Like Halloween and is fun for me because I enjoy dressing up for stuff like that.
Good deal. All right. So 80s night, July 9th. Then what?
Yep. Well, and then what? I meant let's start back every Saturday.
Okay.
Farmers Market.
Okay.
Is at 902 Harper. It's the parking lot right behind the county building.
Mm-hmm.
They are there from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. All local farmers, and it is all Caldwell County farmers. At the moment, they are thinking about branching out maybe next year and adding some other vendors. But at the moment, it is all Caldwell County, so you're supporting local farmers when you come out for that.
How many farmers do we have down there normally, and what are they selling?
Absolutely. They sell all kinds of things. They sell things for fruits and vegetables. They sell craft goods. Things that they made. I saw one guy, actually, I picked up one. It was a pot hanger for like a terracotta pot that was made out of wood, and you can just drill it into the wall, and it holds the pot sideways.
Huh.
Yeah, it was nice. They had a couple stands. There were some people that were selling candles and soaps.
Mm-hmm.
The very first one, they had about 12 different vendors, and it's moved up to about 20 now.
Awesome.
So it keeps growing, and she said throughout the summer it grows even more. So
yeah.
And they'll be doing that through the majority of the year up until about November.
Cool. Good deal.
So after Kids in America.
Okay.
After the 80s.
Awesome 80s concert.
What do we move on to after the 80s? We got the next thing is the Combat Vet, which is sponsored by 1841 and run through that. And then Parks and Rec is hosting a jazz fest at MLK.
Martin Luther King Jr. Center.
Yep. At 6:30 on the 24th of July.
Okay.
So there's a jazz fest. Come out to that.
And I believe we might have some food vendors and stuff at that.
I believe so, yes.
Okay.
I believe there'll be some food trucks
there
for that. So that's about all of July.
Okay.
Weekends are packed.
If you like jazz, I think the bands are going to be Lexi, the Groove Masters, and then the other one was Reggie. Let me pull it up real quick. You find it on the city website at cityoflenore.com. Hold on.
Nice plug.
Talk amongst yourselves, oh, yes. Matthew, while I'm looking.
While he's looking at the cityoflenore.com, you can also go look at downtownlenorenc.com for our annual calendar. All of these are posted there as well.
Yeah, it's Bring Back the Music Jazz Concert. So yeah, Lexi, Groove Masters Band, and Reggie Graves and Jazz Theory. So, if you like jazz, come out.
Should be a fun night.
Yeah.
So, we move on to August.
Okay, August.
August. We kick August off with a cruise-in on Saturday the 7th.
Okay.
Another big one. from, again, talking with the organizer, there's a potential that we might see somewhere upwards close to 700 cars at some point during the summer. I know. I don't know where in the world we're going to park all the cars, but or the people to come see them.
Right.
But we do have plenty of parking. Out around the city.
We have places.
We have plenty of parking.
We have downtown parking, and we have a couple municipal parking lots, so we'll find a place.
So the Farmer's Market and the Cruise-In happen Saturday, the 7th. Then we move on to the next of the Summer Music Madness series, which is August the 13th, and that is a local band, Fractured.
Right.
Who is, I'm unfamiliar with, but from what I understand, they have a huge local following, and the people seem to love them in the area.
They're very popular. They're good players. They play a variety, I think.
Yeah, it's a cover band of hits. Yeah, they do some rock and some old school and kind of a variety.
They might even do an 80s song. I'll need to check.
Yeah, I think I've heard them do an 80s song or two. We'll have to compare them.
Yeah. Get set lists.
So the next day, the following day, the 14th of August, at the Martin Luther King Jr. Center, will be a gospel singing at 6 o'clock, put on by Parks and Rec.
I also like gospel music.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. That'll be good. From there, we move down even more to the next weekend, which will be August the 21st. We have a couple things going on that day. Obviously, it's a Saturday, so we obviously have the farmer's market going.
Yeah.
The Combat Vet Cruise-In, that's the day for August.
Okay.
Is the 21st. There's also the Sundown 4-Miler, which is a foot race that happens throughout town. This will be the third annual.
Is this one going to be an in-person
going to be an in-person. They had to switch last year and do a virtual race where you could track your mileage through an app. But this year, it actually will be in person. They've got a pretty grand runner's path. What do they call that? The arc way that they run through?
I have no idea.
It's a big time clock.
I don't run.
The organizer, Andrew Southard, is it's a big deal. It's a pretty fancy
awesome
race that happens at 7 o'clock in the evening, which will close a couple streets down, or at least partially.
And I think generally after the run, everybody gets together and hangs out.
Well, the start and the finish of the race is at Liquid Roots.
Okay.
And Liquid Roots is kind of positioned a little bit on a hill from where that starts. So there's onlookers actually get to look over top of the race as it's going on. So that's kind of a neat little venue to have it at. That's it for August as far as big events other than the farmers markets that go on every weekend. And then we move into September.
Yeah.
Which a big event that Lenore actually is.
It's coming back.
It's coming back. And people from outside of the area all over the place hear about this, know about it, talk about it, come to it. It's the North Carolina Tattoo and Arts Gathering. We'll be back. It'll be Memorial Day weekend. Labor Day weekend. Memorial Day weekend already happened.
Correct. Labor Day weekend.
I always mix those up.
Yep.
Labor Day weekend. It's 3rd, 4th, and 5th of September. Starts at 12 o'clock on the 3rd, goes through 6 p.m. all days of that weekend.
And on that Saturday, September 3rd, in addition to the tattoo gathering, we have the farmer's market.
Yep.
And we have a cruise-in.
Hopefully that's not the 700 car cruise-in.
If that's the 700, I mean,
that's going to be, I mean, there might be a lot of car tattoos.
The more the merrier.
Happening.
The more the merrier.
Yeah, the more the merrier.
Bring it all downtown.
Bring it all downtown. The following weekend will be the 11th, is the sculpture celebration.
Okay.
Put on by the Catawba Arts Council.
Caldwell
Arts Council. So the sculpture celebration put on by the Caldwell Arts Council.
At the Broil Hill Walking Park.
Correct. And if you haven't seen them already, I'm sure you've seen them because you walk around downtown. We're full of sculptures throughout our downtown, and those are ever rotating due to new artists and sales and things like that. So September is other than those couple things, the rest of September is a little bit slower as some other events, some major events in the area are happening, like Merlefest.
Yeah.
There are some merchants in downtown, some businesses that are actually pulling together as we speak to try to plan a September, end of September event that they run and they plan and that they sponsor, which is great. We love the support from the downtown businesses, bringing vitalization back to the downtown area. So we kind of support them in anything that they can do.
Sounds like we got a lot going on so far. So and we got more to come. So
we do. We do. And September is pretty much the end of our real set schedule.
Yeah.
We have some things floating for the rest of the fall that we're still working on. But we will leave those as a mystery for the moment.
We'll bring you back to talk about those.
That's right.
One thing we didn't mention is the Lenore Legends baseball happening downtown.
Correct. They started in the beginning of June.
Yeah.
They run all the way through July. They are essentially a men's league, college students.
College summer league.
College summer league. And they play throughout the summer at Walker Stadium. We as the downtown department, are running a promotion with Lenore Legends to help bring in business back to downtown. We'll talk about this a little later, or we can talk about it now, but part of the promotion that we're pushing is something new called Do More in Lenore.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to come to Lenore, to downtown, and do more than one thing. If you come to the baseball game, this incentive brings you to try to get you into downtown, into one of our restaurants or one of our breweries or pubs.
To specifically say, if you go to a game, when you're there, you'll get a ticket.
Correct.
That will give you a free app at a couple of our downtown restaurants.
Yes, that's right. Most of our downtown restaurants are participating in that.
Awesome.
You just bring the ticket in. With the purchase of a meal, you get a free appetizer.
Awesome.
Again, this is the Do More. We can support each other by just stepping into one more place.
Correct.
Yeah.
So come to a game and then go downtown, or if you come to eat, then go shop, or yeah, what else?
Absolutely.
Come to an event.
Yep, come to
go
an
buy
event.
Buy something.
Speaking of coming to an event, we should back up. In the summer concert series, we will be having an open beer garden in the downtown.
All right.
So actually, the entire downtown square will be closed for the beer garden.
Beer garden.
It's a bigger beer garden, and it'll be on West to Church,
mm-hmm,
and Mulberry.
Wait a minute, I'm getting
confused. Is that right?
Let's see, Mulberry goes this way, and West goes this way. Yeah. So yes.
Yeah. So West.
So Church
West
to Mulberry. Okay, mm-hmm, I got you.
On
yeah.
West, and then it'll be
on North Main.
Yep, on North Main, it'll be from Harper
right
to Ash.
Ash, yeah.
Is that right? Okay, so from Harper to
so
Ash.
So basically the major intersection of
the
downtown.
The major intersection will be closed because for the music on the square. Generally, we bring in some vendors and some food trucks and things like that for those types of events. This year, we felt like it was better positioned for the vitality of our local businesses to support them.
Right.
So come out early. Go have some dinner at one of our local restaurants. Shop at our local shops. Have a beer at one of the breweries, right? And then come over to the concert. The concert series starts at 7.
Mm-hmm.
Beer garden opens at 7.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of offering outside food, we want to support the downtown.
You don't want to be trying to answer trivia questions when you're hungry and thirsty.
Correct.
Right? You want to be, have a brew, have a bite, so you can...
Is it brain,
so
brain,
you can
brain
win.
Power, right?
So you can win this
Absolutely.
Trivia contest.
Absolutely. They're going to be incredibly challenging. You have to know your 80s stuff in order to win.
I'm gonna go get some 80s Reader's Digests.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe pick up a couple TV guides. That would help.
Well, that's awesome. I'm glad to see that promotion happening. Let's talk about... Let's get into kind of what's happening with downtown businesses. I think that pretty much covers all the events, right? Or the majority of the events happening at the moment. We can talk about those more later.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about downtown business downtown. Are things getting back to normal? What are the owners saying?
Well, absolutely. I mean, the real question is, what is back to normal, right, Josh?
Right.
But from talking to the business owners, they seem to be doing great in their projections. Their revenues are coming in probably above, in most cases, above what they projected this year to be.
Good.
Some of them are even above what they were projected to be for last year,
really?
Despite the pandemic.
Good.
So we
Good
do
for
have.
Them.
So that's actually a big thank you to all of the people that live and support Lenore, in Lenore and support it, because
mm-hmm.
Without that, without us going patronizing those businesses,
mm-hmm.
They wouldn't be able to support themselves. So mm-hmm. that's a big shout out to our community for the support that they give. So I think business is getting back to normal. I see our restaurants are getting fuller. I see people on the streets in the evening, which is really nice to see. Actually, even throughout the day, people are walking around doing things again, which is really nice. There's a lot of activity and traffic moving as some businesses are coming in.
Right.
We luckily didn't lose a lot of businesses over the pandemic. Unfortunately, we did lose a couple. But we have grown and we have increased, and some others have come in, and which is a good thing.
Do we have anybody new recently?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a couple new, especially on the top of my head. There's a new boutique in town. It's called Twisted K's Corral.
Okay.
They started out in a little upstairs building on North Main, and they have moved over to a street front.
Okay.
Place. They're now at 221 North Main. They sell boutique things and also do photography.
Okay, so, cool.
The other place that's moved in at 626 Harper is a Bushel and a Peck.
Okay.
A Bushel and a Peck. They do...
A hug around the neck.
A Bushel and a Peck. I don't... Well, do they since give you COVID, a hug we can't do the hug around the neck. I mean, we can now.
We can now. I think we can now.
A Bushel and a Peck, they do vintage rentals. They like really nice antique Victorian style furnitures or to set up for events, weddings, things like that, banquets.
Interesting.
Yeah, they also do photography. They're all inclusive. If you want to set up an event that has a feel to it, then a Bushel and a Peck is a good place to go look.
Let's mention a few other of our downtown shops and restaurants. Yeah. So we got Taste of Havana, Cuban food.
Which opened up during the pandemic, if I'm not mistaken, or right before it.
Well, yeah, I remember, yeah, right before
the pandemic.
February, March, maybe, they had their ribbon cutting.
Yep.
Before.
And they're still thriving.
All the stuff hit the thing, you know.
Yeah. they're doing well. I'm a huge fan of a good Cuban coffee. And Iris makes
the
best one around.
And I haven't gotten one yet, so I might need to go right after this and try one.
Yes, it's worth it.
Then we've got Main Street Magic. You know, they do breakfast and lunch.
Mm-hmm. And they were smart. And during the pandemic, they did a pivot shift. Because of the business being limited indoors, they made a shift to catering to some of the companies nearby for their mm-hmm. lunches. So they were able to get orders out that didn't have to be set in. So good innovation in continuing to grow your business during a hard time.
We have 1841 Cafe, as always. Great food.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite is the Big Bologna. I don't know if I've gotten many other things. I've gotten a few things, but I got the Big Bologna. And it's like every time I go in, I'm like, I think I'm just going to have to get that again.
I've had a couple of their burgers. And speaking with Vicky, the owner, they do a... I like veggie burgers. They do a cauliflower burger that is out of this world.
Mm.
So,
I would probably never order that, but I believe you.
Somebody will. I think it's fantastic. And Vicky and 1841 are a big supporter. They do a lot. They support a lot of events throughout downtown, as does the Poorhouse
across the street.
Across the street,
great which, tap beer.
Yep, and they're thriving and busy. Shaken Dog is always busy, especially mm-hmm. on Tuesdays. I think they do dollar hot dogs on a mm-hmm. Tuesday. His business is one of the ones that's just kind of blown away what he thought his numbers were going to be.
Yeah,
throughout the pandemic. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, if you don't love a good hot dog, I mean, I might have to have a talking to you. Is all I'm saying.
We've got such a selection. We've got Piccolo's Pizza. There's all kinds mm-hmm. of things you can go. Furcotch. You can get some specialty beverages and mm-hmm. charcuterie. Boards, plates.
Yep.
There's a lot of different things.
Moonjoy Meadery.
Yeah, Moonjoy Meadery opened up mm-hmm. right around the pandemic as well.
I had some of their mead. It did give me joy, so you know.
Hopefully not too much joy. Their stuff is fantastic. And Daniel, their brewmaster.
Brewer?
I don't know what a meadery calls their people.
Do they mead it? Yeah, I don't know either.
I don't know.
Whatever. The guy that makes it.
Yeah, the guy that makes it.
Okay.
He's doing a fantastic job, and it's a great local support mm-hmm. to the downtown area. The things like breweries and meaderies really bring in it makes the downtown thrive.
We mentioned Liquid Roots earlier over on Harper Avenue, and then we have a few places to shop that, you know, we have Tibrisa Books. My wife loves that store. I go by there often.
And always something new in there.
Yeah.
Always.
And then we have DPS Antiques right here on West Avenue across from City Hall. I go in there quite a bit, too.
Mm-hmm. Doodle Books, the kids' clothing store.
Yep.
She's doing some really great things. She's actually looking at expanding.
Awesome.
Which is good for business. K&K Sparkle.
Yep.
They have a beautiful new building that just got renovated last year. And she's doing really well.
Mary Kay's.
Mary Kay's. They are a jewelry repair and ladies' clothing. I think they make custom jewelry as well. We're just speaking of custom jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
Charles Babs makes custom jewelry as well. There's a lot.
Are we missing anybody?
Going on. Well, we're missing a bunch of salons, a bunch of...
Southern Roots Salon?
Southern Roots is one
They're
of
the new one.
One of the newer ones down near the police department.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's Bodacious. There's Salon Centric. Mm-hmm. There's quite a few.
Central Barbershop.
Central Barber. Kurt's Barbershop. The newest one that opened up is Mandan Syndicate.
Barbershop.
Yeah, okay. Where the old ice cream building used to be.
Mm-hmm. That might be. We might have got everybody as far as dining and food and shopping and haircuts go.
If we missed you, just wave your hand.
Yeah, if we missed you, we apologize. But we promise we shop it about everywhere. So.
But it seems like things are going well. Speaking of barbershops, actually, I was talking to Alan, who is the owner at Central Barbershop.
Yeah.
They will be celebrating 100 years next year.
What?
Yeah. They will have been in business in Lenore for 100 years.
That's
in
awesome.
2022.
When is that going to happen?
2022.
Oh, next year.
Next year.
I hope they have a celebration.
We're going to try to do something to celebrate that. That's a pretty big achievement.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Same location?
Different locations. It's moved a couple of different times. But to my knowledge, it's always been the Central Barbershop and at least owned in the same vein. So.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
Yeah. There's some really great things happening.
And a couple other things. We had some redevelopment. We had some recently completed redevelopment and some that got finished last year, but a couple buildings downtown, which I've shared on the city's social media that everybody's very pleased with. But if you want to mention those, we'll wrap up with that.
Okay. The two big ones, obviously, are the Jesse Plaster's building on Main Street. West Avenue. I think it's...
1001 West Avenue, where he's doing apartments.
Yes, where Box Fitness is.
Yeah.
So there's Box Fitness downstairs. They're gutting the whole street level for a commercial space.
Right.
There's five apartments upstairs, one in the mezzanine. Mm-hmm. I got the pleasure of touring them. They're beautiful. Obviously, we know about the Bluebell.
Yeah, we have some pictures of that online.
The Stein's ice cream shop, which is where Manda Syndicate is now, was revitalized by David Maurer.
Mm-hmm.
Both of those gentlemen won awards from the North Carolina Main Street departments for their innovations and revitalization.
Across from Mandum is, I think it's 818 Harper, which Jamie and Stephen and Jamie Stewart. Renovated.
Yep.
It's beautiful.
And so he moved his insurance agency into downtown, and then has a residence upstairs. And that residence upstairs is actually already, to my knowledge, is already leased out for the next 5 years through Excella.
Wow.
So things are moving and shaking.
Sounds like a winning business plan to me.
There, and then that whole strip on Harper is going to be is a really up and coming and moving.
Yeah.
Especially with the Against the Grain piece.
Across the grain, sorry. Mm-hmm.
Especially with the Across the Grain piece. The building right beside the Mandan Syndicate building.
Jesse's renovating that one.
Yep, he just got an award through the Historic Preservation Fund. It's a Parks and Rec thing, facade grant for that building. So all of these buildings are getting revitalized and renovated to the point where... within the last 5 years, due to revitalization efforts, the downtown property value of these buildings, of about 15 of them or so, has increased about $3.2 million in property value just in 5 years. And there's another five buildings that are in progress right now that we can't even account for because there's no assessment yet.
Yeah. Yeah. $3.2 million increase in value. I mean, that's impressive. I mean, that... That's really what it's about when you talk about downtown redevelopment and reinvestment, right?
Absolutely, 100%. You know, and investors from outside are seeing this and coming in. The building on 118 North Main, not North, 118 Main Street. It's the green building right beside of New Dimensions. It's sold. It has a new owner now.
Awesome.
Who has some
different plans?
Some plans. The old Douglas Law Firm building, 215 North Main Street, it has shifted hands and is going to be a meat supplier, meat store.
Butcher shop?
No. That would be the word I wanted to use.
Yeah, but
they're not actually a butchery. They're not cutting anything. They're selling meat from their farm, from their cattle farm.
To the public. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So we almost kind of have a butcher, baker, and candlestick maker almost in downtown.
That's exactly what was going through my mind. I was thinking, well, you could go get your butcher food from the new store.
Mm-hmm.
You can go get your baker food from the flower shop that we didn't mention.
The new flower shop. Which is a hidden gem.
It is hidden.
If you've never been to the flower shop, you've got to go down that little staircase. Yep. You have to wait outside in line.
Yep.
Hopefully they're moving actually upstairs to the old creamery building.
Awesome.
There's some expansion and some really great things happening
Candlestick
downtown.
Candlestick maker. Do we have anybody that sells candles downtown?
Charlie Fry might.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know that he doesn't make them, I don't think, but he may sell some
that
local people make.
Yeah, Charlie Fry, he's also downtown. We left him out of the list, but we're getting you in there now, Charlie.
He's in there now. But yeah, there's a lot of really great things happening in downtown, and it'll just continue to grow. Growth is a slow process for a city because it does take a lot of time and a lot of thought and a lot of initiative to make things move. But once they start moving, things really start to blossom, and I think we're starting to see the rewards of that.
Yeah. Well, slow and steady wins the race, right? Mm-hmm. That's the old, what is the word for that saying?
The old adage?
Adage. Yeah, that's the word. Good deal. Well, thank you, Matthew. It sounds like we certainly do have a lot of things happening downtown. And I'm looking forward to some 80s music this summer, personally.
Absolutely. So. I'm gonna spot you in the crowd in your costume. That's what I'm looking for.
I'll send you a selfie.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Well, thank you again for stopping by. We'll get together again soon.
My pleasure.
The intro and outro music for Lenore Local is Your Paradigm Dial by Origami Repetica and is licensed under Creative Commons 4.0 International.